Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, please donate to my channel afterwards. But thank you for tuning in. And this is announcing that the United States of America must join Denmark, apply to be a county of the Danish realm. Now, Denmark has a watertight claim to the United States. Moreover, the United States has proved it's utterly incapable of governing itself, and therefore it must befall that is Denmark's beholden duty to rule over the misguided Americans. Denmark, a country of only 5.5 million souls, clearly would have the brain power to rule the United States with 330 million people. Denmark's the highest in the Human Development Index many, many occasions. So that's why Americans must all swear allegiance to their rightful sovereign lord, His Gracious Majesty, by the grace of God, King Frederick the 10th of Denmark, von Schleswig-Holstein, von Sonderburg und Glücksburg. So the young king, he was crowned on only the 14th of January 2024. So he's about 50 years of age. He's married to his gracious queen, Her Majesty Mary, born in Australia, and they've got three children. So the crown prince is named Christian. Another thing that will please the wing nuts in the United States is that Christianity is the official religion of Denmark, whereas the United States, despite what the Christian nationalists would have you believe, has got no official religion because the federal government must be neutral in religious affairs as mandated by the Constitution. State governments, incidentally, could have state religions, and indeed they used to, a few of them, until the mid-19th century. As a particular Christian denomination as Episcopalian, or some of them had others, I think, and so on. But anyway, Denmark has got an incontestable historical and legal claim to North America, because, of course, in the 11th century Anno Domini, that's when Vikings sailed from Denmark and indeed Norway, and there was no legal distinction between them, Denmark, Norway, to North America under King Canute, or Canute, as some people prefer to pronounce it, and they landed on the American continent, naming it Vinland, as in Vineland, what's now Newfoundland, Canada. But they therefore laid claim not to just to what's now Newfoundland or the whole of Canada, but really the whole of North America. And simply by setting foot there, that trumped any sovereign rights the autochthonous people may have had, the so-called Native Americans, by a similar logic, the terra nullius principle, subsequently invoked by the English settlers, you know, Jamestown, Virginia, or indeed Roanoke, or the Dutch, the Swedes, the French, the Spaniards, various Germans, any other European nationalities who may have made landfall upon North American soil. So therefore, it was Danish sovereign soil from the moment the first Danes set foot thereupon. So it was that Danish presence for a few years, and therefore they have rightful sovereignty. And indeed, they ruled the Danish West Indies, now the US Virgin Islands, in 1917. But they changed their mind about that one. They get it back, just like Donald Trump said, well, we agreed to pull out of Panama and not to rule the Panama Canal, but we changed our mind, so it's ours. We can tread any deal, and that's it. And the other side has got absolutely no rights at all. And so that's why they have the right to rule that, because of Alance or Medo in Newfoundland, Canada. That is a Norse settlement, okay? Leif Erikson, who'd also been to Greenland, went on to there. And this would resolve the Greenland issue, because obviously Greenland is territory of the Danish crown. There's also the Kensington runestone. I know it's disputed, but that's archaeological proof positive that they were there, the Vikings, in what's now the United States. That's it, because if they went along with the Danes, they'd learn Danish as well as better English, and they'd have publicly funded healthcare, superb public transport, renewable energy, very low crime rates, you know, outstanding education, shorter working hours, longer maternity leave, and. They would have sensible gun laws. And what's not to like? They'd have greater rights. They would have, more social security, just a very, very sensible system, a constitutional monarchy. So continuity, and as much change as may be necessary, they wouldn't be stuck with this, with the constitution, which is this ossified, people take it like it's holy writ. You know, this is man-made, it's imperfect. Of course, it's up for review. It can be updated. Oh, you know, it was only finalized in 1788. It's not for all time. And so actually becoming part of Denmark, much, much more sensible. And then the United States becoming part of Denmark, would therefore be united with Greenland, and that would square the circle. How about that for a solution? So Americans could still be Americans, but that would be within being Danish, just as a Texan or a New Yorker or a whatever Wisconsiner or whatever, he or she doesn't lose his or her state identity. They gain a broader identity. What do you think? So, ladies and gentlemen, if we've got any American viewers, are you up there? Are you willing to raise your right hand and swear allegiance to His Gracious Majesty, the King of Denmark? And then all your problems will be solved. Anyway, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.